Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. We are a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, June 20th, 2014, and this is Christopher Clark reporting. I am the MEC Communication Chairperson, and I stand with and will help protect all of my 685 sisters and brothers. You may be familiar with the domicile transfer section on our website, where we include information, if available, on the weekly company transfers. Our website also provides a domicile population page that captures the monthly domicile information for the current and past months and can be used to determine projected numbers and seniority for monthly bidding. This information includes actual population and award stats for domestic, international, relief, and senior designated reserve awards. Norwegian Air Shuttle, the highly controversial budget operation currently based in Oslo, will begin Boeing 787 service from London to Fort Lauderdale, JFK, and Orlando in July. The service to Fort Lauderdale is in addition to existing Boeing 787 MES service between Fort Lauderdale and Scandinavian destinations. We have been communicating with you about the threats posed by the NAS business model. Specifically, NAS has hired employees from Southeast Asia, incorporated in Ireland, and has its operations based in Oslo. This complicated scheme has been devised partly to skirt international laws governing the protection of labor rights and standards both in the U.S. and the EU. It also affords them the opportunity to serve Asian markets going forward, as countries such as China do not afford Norway the tacit EU status that the U.S. does. The House of Representatives has passed legislation dubbed the DeFazio-Westmoreland Amendment, which would prohibit the U.S. Department of Transportation from granting NAS a foreign air carrier certificate. The U.S. Senate began debate on their version of the legislation this week. Be sure you are signed up for E-Line Star breaking news on this subject delivered directly to your inbox. As flight attendants at the new United, we are under ever-increasing pressure to be friendly. A smiling face, we are told by management, is the secret to our success. So you can imagine our surprise when we read United's response to a passenger voicing a complaint. A passenger posted to United's Facebook page his disappointment that neither the entertainment system nor the Wi-Fi were working on his recent flight from Honolulu to Los Angeles. While one might have expected a bit of contrition on the part of the company, their response was quite different. The company's response was in part to the offered suggestion that, quote, maybe it was time for a book, quiet time, end quote. We can only imagine management's surprise when it was communicated to them en masse that their response was unprofessional, irresponsible, and generally bad. After all, most of us know that if we were to tell a passenger in that situation to read a book, there would likely be a supervisor waiting for us at the arrival gate. Well, that is if the Wi-Fi were working and the passenger could have tweeted about it. Maybe management should take its own advice and get some customer service training of its own. It seems obvious from the said story that they are currently inadequately trained. Driven largely by the explosive growth of Emirates Airlines, Dubai International Airport, DXB, has taken the title of world's busiest airport away from London's Heathrow International Airport, LAR. DXB recently unveiled its newest terminal. Devoted exclusively to the growing fleet of super jumbo A380s operated by Emirates and capable of handling up to 14 of the enormous airplanes at one time using 3 jet bridges at each gate. This glamorous new terminal is also filled with premium boutiques, restaurants, private clubs, and spas. LHR has tried to keep up with the opening of its new Queens terminal, but passengers are increasingly choosing to connect at DXB due to its superior facilities, reliability, and Emirates' famously high level of service. The carriers from United Arab Emirates, including Emirates, Qatar, and Etihad, seem to have believed the passengers making purchasing decisions based on things like service and amenities. In fact, Emirates has been profitable in the past 25 years in a row. Perhaps management and other airlines should take note. That's all for tonight. Thank you for calling. Through strength and solidarity, we will continue building our collective future. After all, it's our future.